About the things people love to hate and hate to love, and we're your host, Shelby Matt.
Yes, we're back again. I feel like this was a very boring week. No, like I was trying to claw things together for this episode.
Oh, I have some interesting ones. Juicy ones.
Oh, so really?
Provocative. Yeah. Let me pull up my notes to see where we're at.
Well, okay. Well, I guess to begin, I mean, maybe I don't want to take this if this is your love it or hate it. But okay. Is anyone watching Yellow Jackets season 3? It is air. I have not heard a damn thing about it.
Well, because you didn't like it. So why would the algorithm ever feed you anything about it?
Well, because I feel
you're
like...
Right? Did you watch season 2?
I read a synopsis of everything that happened on season 2.
You couldn't stay away, huh?
No, I did not want to put any time into that show because I hated it once they killed off my girl. But I was like, I want to know like if they eat each other, who's the antler person or whatever. Yeah. Like I needed to know the details since I had watched the first season. Yeah. But I feel like I've seen nothing about season 3.
Wow, okay, you're coming in really hot. Okay, it's like, oh, I have news, and then suddenly you're like, well, let me just rain on your parade. I've seen stuff about it. I've been watching it. Every news site like covers a, you know, feature about it or whatever, an episode recap. So yes,
is it good
to answer your question? Is that your main question? How is it? You know, I do. I think it's good. I think it's better than, well, there's elements, right? Like, I think the season 2 adults, well, honestly, I just find the adults so delightful and unhinged. And so they're definitely leaning into that this season again. We've lost, what's her face?
Juliette Lewis died.
Yeah. So that's a little bit sad. There's a gap there. And like, we're left with only, honestly, everyone's annoying except for Melanie Linsky and Christina Ricci. But then I do feel like the flashback stuff, like the on in the wild stuff, you got more like fast paced action reveals in season 2. Like you see them start to eat each other and all of that and the ceremony around it. This one, it is a little more slow because it's summer in the wilderness, so they're not as desperate. But I've enjoyed it. I'm a little bit behind. So I haven't been watching it live, but I think it's still a really good show.
I'm like, they have to be running out of people in the wilderness and also running out of time. Well, like, how many days are they there?
Okay, so they've been there. I guess this will. I don't think they've hit like the year mark yet, but they're in spring now, and so they've only had to murder / eat one person. Like they ate the corpse of someone who died naturally, and then they murdered someone for their food / for the gods of the wilderness. And so they're subsisting off of that, but then since spring came, they're able to like hunt and gather and whatever. So I think the setup now is that they're going to kill another person, but more for ceremony than for survival, you know?
Interesting.
They're a little creepy.
I'm just like, I feel like with some of these shows, like by the, like, season 1 of Yellow Jackets, like, everybody was talking about it constantly. And then I feel like season 2, people were talking about it. And then season 3, I'm just like, I have heard very little about this. And I wondered if it was because it was sort of bad.
People's attention spans are short. And there's also so much to watch that, you know, some people are on the Severance train. And I've never watched a single episode. Well, I watched one episode of that. And then everyone was on Yellowstone for a while there. I don't know why. I feel like that just appeared out of nowhere, but
Well, that's like a different demographic of people. That's like that's like your mom is watching Yellowstone or whatever. Or your like great aunt. I feel like everybody's watching The Pit right now, and I'm like, I'm not watching.
No one
the
is
Pit.
Watching.
Literally, everyone is watching The Pit. Everyone I know is watching The Pit.
You need to start recognizing that just because it's on your Twitter or your TikTok, it doesn't mean that's the whole world.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, in general, I do feel like, yes.
You have
the
a
most
very
watched
specific...
show is, like, CSI. And do I know anybody who's watching
no,
CSI
you
on
have
a weekly basis? Like, no.
A specific social presence. I think you just have to acknowledge that, okay? When you're like, oh, I saw this all over Twitter, it's usually something to do with gay culture.
Yeah, but I don't think the gays are watching The Pit.
I don't know who's watching The Pit.
I don't know
general
who's watching
point.
The Pit either, but people are watching it. The Pit has
anyways,
more of a social footprint for me currently than Yellowjacket Season 3, which is, I am perfectly happy watching Yellowjackets go down in flames after they did what they did to my girl Jackie. She wanted to get out of the wilderness, and those kooky, crazy people were like, no, I love it here, and now they're eating each other, and I hope the ratings go to shit.
Just unhinged, honestly. Just absolutely opinion presented as fact. It's uncalled for. This is not, you know, it's P.S. you're wrong. It's not I'm always right, you know?
I'm telling you, P.S. you're wrong about Yellowjackets. No one's watching it. It's just you.
Anyway, can we get to the news of the week, please?
Yes, okay, fine, sure, news? Fine, whatever. Okay. Yes, I thought the news of the week was that no one was watching Yellowjackets.
No, that's not the news of the week. Okay, so there's two gross dudes to talk about, but the first one I find very fascinating, okay, because
Jonathan Majors
is featured in the Hollywood Reporter. He has a whole cover, like new photo shoot interviews with all his famous friends. I don't understand why we do this, except that I don't like being proven right in this regard, but I do get to say I told you so, and that cancel culture is not real, and everyone bemoaning the dangers of cancel culture just need to get over themselves, because they are once again platforming a man who was very recently, as in December 2023, found guilty of assaulting his girlfriend. You know, we all know the story. His girlfriend was choked, strangled, beat, and then all these texts came out that it was a pattern of abuse. And Jonathan Majors was dropped by everyone. Marvel moved on from making him the big baddie. Oh my gosh, his career's ruined. I mean, yeah, it was, I guess, because he attempted to strangle a person and, you know, psychologically and physically abused her through their relationship. But for whatever reason, Hollywood Reporter decides to ask, like, okay, is this the moment of truth? And they interview him, they interview Whoopi Goldberg, they interview Michael B. Jordan, and everyone's like, yeah, it's hard. I think they just need to give him a chance again. Like, Whoopi says, you don't get to say sorry these days. He was arrested. He went to court. He did what he was supposed to do. I'm not sure what else there is. And I'm just like, I mean, I don't think he's in jail for it. He's not being stopped from voting. Like, you know, he is not being limited. He just finds it hard to find a job where he can put people in unsafe situations. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everyone trying to excuse it and being like, well, he said sorry. And it's like, no, he didn't actually. He spent most of the court trying to disparage and ruin this woman because he didn't want to be found guilty. So it's not that he's apologetic and it's not that he's learning and growing. It's that he wants to be able to make his millions and get his movies and be a star again. And everyone can just forget that, oh, yeah, sure, he strangled a woman once.
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit selective sexism from you, Shelby, because the people on Yellowjackets are eating each other and they're still getting more seasons of the show. So,
yeah.
No, I feel like Jonathan Majors, it's always sort of the question of, like, is the person canceled, like, by society? Are they canceled by themselves? Is there, if they sort of opt to be uncanceled, is there still an audience, like, for them? Because obviously you have people like Woody Allen and, you know, who is still making movies, but it's like, who is watching those movies and is anybody getting paid for them? Like, no, not really. But then you have people like Louis C.K. who are, you know, doing full on tours that are apparently fairly lucrative. So it's, I think it's gross that these people would be like, oh yeah, Jonathan Majors, like, we should give him another chance. Because I feel like if you do something wrong, sure, like, I don't necessarily think that you're, you know, like, you should be murdered on the spot or something, but I think that you forfeit your right to be famous and to be, like, a well-regarded celebrity. It's like, that's a privilege. That's not a right. If you're a celebrity and you're a horrible person, then it's like, okay, yeah, maybe you don't get to make millions of dollars for making Marvel movies anymore. We give that to somebody else. There's lots of people who are talented. There's lots of people who want that.
Yeah, it's sort of like, well, what's the point? Like, what's their argument? Are they expecting everyone to apologize to him now? Like, it's like, I'm sure he could still audition, you know, if he really thinks he's turned a new leaf. Like, it's not like he's banned from Hollywood, the city, for life. Like, yeah, there's a universe in which he could just keep on making films and either people will forget what he did or they don't care or whatever. But to have the Hollywood Reporter be like, dun, 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 will Hollywood accept him or not? Whoopi Goldberg with the news. Like, it's like, what do you want from us? Like, what do we owe him? Because, yeah, I mean, he's free to do what he wants, which might mean he wants to keep acting. And then it's really up to us or, you know, movie executives to see whether or not they cast him and how that does. But
I mean,
I just hate this whole idea of him being somehow tortured for his mistakes. But it's like, well, that's what consequences are.
I didn't read the Hollywood Reporter article, so I don't know what the tone of it is necessarily.
It's very excusatory, like, he was such a good actor.
I'm like forever fascinated by canceled people in general, because I just think watching them sort of like flail about is I don't want to say entertaining, but like psychologically sort of fascinating to witness. Yeah. So for the Hollywood Reporter to like interview him, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm fine with that. I think it's more skeezy that these people like Whoopi Goldberg are going out of their way to be like, oh yeah, let's have him back. It's like, no, let's not. Like, let's give these big, juicy roles to somebody else. There's lots of actors in the world. It's not like there's a shortage of them. And, yeah, he can go work at, you know, Pizzeria Uno or whatever else. Like, he has millions of dollars already. He can get a regular job. Like, he doesn't need to be a famous movie star.
Well, but he's destined to. He's one of the greats. He's Martin Luther King Jr., remember?
I guess that's true. I am just so fascinated by whether or not, like, anyone will actually cast him anything. Like, somebody will cast him in something, like some indie person. But I'm like, is he getting? Because even sort of with like Johnny Depp, it's like he got acquitted or whatever. But like, has he been in anything since the trial? Well,
he wasn't acquitted. It was.
Or so, whatever it is. What? Yes.
But, yeah. No. I mean, yeah. It's like,
if I was casting, you know, James Bond or whatever, I would not be like, oh yeah, let's give Jonathan Majors another go. I'd be like, yeah, no. I'm fine to steer clear of that controversy. Let's get somebody else.
Yeah. Well, that's what's confusing, because the Hollywood Reporter is very like glowing in this like idea of him getting a chance again, and it's sort of like, are they just trying to convince civilians? Like, they're just trying to get some goodwill in there so that these big studios who like Jonathan Majors can finally go back to admitting to liking Jonathan Majors? It's unclear. And yeah, it's just kind of all exhausting, because I mean, I just, yeah, it just all comes back. He will be fine. Even someone like Armie Hammer is fine, even if he's not at the star power he was before. Like, that's what's exhausting about this whole discourse is that, sure, he might not be cast back into Marvel, but to Whoopi Goldberg's point, to Michael B. Jordan wanting to make Creed again with him, like to Matthew McConaughey coming out to say he's only ever heard good things. Like, it's like, okay, so be his friend and put him in your movies and see what happens. Why involve us in this, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Developing story. We'll see how this goes on as as it happens. Okay,
well, the other shitty dude story is the whole Kanye West debacle. I don't know if you've seen this with his daughter.
No, I've truly just deleted him from my mind. It's like whenever he's doing so, like the Bianca Censori thing, like truly did not pay attention to a single lick of that.
Well,
I saw some headline about his daughter and who else was involved? Elon Musk? I don't know. I was like, no, not can't care.
Okay, well, quick summary. So Kanye West released a song featuring P. Diddy.
Oh, yes, P. Diddy. That was the other person. Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah.
P. Diddy, who's currently arrested.
I mean, Kanye West is like mentally unwell. He was selling swastika paraphernalia.
I know. But the story is, okay. I don't care either, but this is our job as pop culture enthusiasts.
This is what we're getting paid for.
Anyways, so Kim Kardashian tried to get this blocked because she's like, I don't want our daughter associated with this. And also, no. So Kanye, of course, does what Kanye does and releases the text where it's like, turns out that Kim Kardashian owns the copyright to Northwest's name, because when each of their children were born, they decided to copyright them. You know, a lot of celebrities, I think, do this. Hilarious, but they do it. And so her argument is legally he can't use her name without prior approval. And so then he tries to put her on blast by being like, well, fuck this, I'm coming for you then. I demand the copyright. And she's like, well, we only needed one parent and you said to put him in me, so they're all under me, and like blah 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 blah. So another war, another another parenting fiasco. But yeah, right now it's just like, and again, I don't even think Kanye has, I don't think it was released on like Spotify, it was released on X, like, you know, and I don't think anyone cares about it, I don't think anyone listened to it, but it is just another wild day in the life of the Kardashian West mecca. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, it is like, I mean, Kanye, I think, was at a different place mentally when he was with Kim Kardashian way back when. But it is sort of like, well, you kind of made your bed, and it sucks for North that she's getting like trapped in all of this, obviously. But
yeah.
But it's like, you...
So Kanye continues to be problematic. Lots of tweeting and then immediately deleting, and lots of crazy things like the man always gets his way, and like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, he continues to be a mess. Hopefully he can get that sorted out. But yeah, always sad to see any child involved in it, especially when you also include a known creep like Puff Daddy. So
yes.
Do you have any more news, any more upbeat news, preferably?
I mean, well, there's the Wendy Williams saga. I don't know if that is necessarily upbeat, but it seems like it might be moving in a good direction.
Yeah, this is a real downer, actually.
But she's been trapped. She called into The View last week. Did you not know that?
I knew she dropped the like hostage note, basically.
Yes. So she's like, because they said that she had what, aphasia, like, or like some sort of dementia kind of thing. Yeah. And then turns out maybe it wasn't dementia. It was just sort of alcohol induced. And that once she got sober, then her memory and stuff started clearing up. I'm not exactly sure on all of the medical details. I don't think that they've
even
been released yet. You know what I mean? There's a lot of speculation going on the internet. But she had like a conservator and she was locked up. And then she's been trying to get out of this like facility that she's in. But she called into The View on Friday to sort of, talk to the co-hosts. Yeah, and just, and she does seem like, you know, better. Like, she's, like, hearing her talk on the phone, you're like, oh, this does sound like old Wendy Williams. Like, yeah, this doesn't sound like somebody who has, you know, like, late-stage dementia. So, I'm very intrigued to see where this plays. We're kind of, like, in the middle of the saga, I think, right now. Because I think she's been released, or she got moved to another facility.
Well, she, like, she was in a hospital in New York, and or like a facility in New York, and like threw a paper to the ground.
Well,
and
yes,
was like, say, check on me or something. So they sent in a wellness check, and she was brought to an outside doctor where she did pass a capacity test.
Right. Yes.
So I don't know where it ended up, if she had to go back or if she's currently like waiting to see how this plays out, but. Yeah, pretty sad. Obviously, everyone's really keyed in because of the Britney Spears conservatorship case and all of that. So, yeah. And the fact that it all revolves around her son, like, stealing money from her and, oof, and like, the courts being like, well, he probably shouldn't manage her then, so we'll just put her in a conservatorship is wild.
I'm
absolutely
like,
wild.
Do we think she's getting her TV show back at some point? I'm like... her.
I mean, I'm sure people would love that. Yeah, so who knows? Talk about cancel culture. I mean, nothing cancels you faster than a conservatorship, so.
Well, right, exactly. We got to get some other people into a conservatorship, yeah. Apparently. That's what we got to be doing.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. How do we get Donald Trump under a conservatorship?
Oh, please. I mean, he basically is. Elon Musk is running the show, so it's unfortunate. It's been a rough week of news, I guess you could say. Anything better to share?
I mean, the new Freaky Friday trailer came out, and I thought it looked fun. I'm I'm excited.
I didn't. Okay. I saw it, and I meant to watch it, and I didn't. So thank you for the reminder.
Well, I did watch it, and it looks like it's a good time. It's like there's four people now, because I think it's like Lindsay Lohan's daughter, and then Lindsay Lohan's daughter's friend maybe, and then also Jamie Lee Curtis. So there's a lot of body swapping, but I was like, okay, I think Lindsay Lohan is a very fun comedic actress, and so is Jamie Lee Curtis. So I'm like, if they just got a halfway decent like script, I think that this will be fun. I'm in. So
is it going to theaters or is it straight to streaming?
I actually am not sure. I feel like it must be going to theaters, right? Like, that feels like it'd be leaving money on the table, but also it could be. Freakier Friday comes out in theaters August 8th.
Cute.
Okay. Well, we know what we're covering that week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you want to do Love It or Hate It?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but I wanted to use this time for a little White Lotus mid-season.
Oh, okay.
Cap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's the middle of the season just came out. So episode 5, I think. Very messy episode. Did you watch all these before or are you watching live now?
I watched these before. There's one more episode. I have seen one more episode than you have, but I sort of was watching my roommate watch this current episode yesterday. So I think I have a decent understanding of what happened in this episode, because this is not the episode where three of the characters get shot right in the head and die in the swimming pool. Is that that's next week? I believe. The monkey takes the gun and just kills them, sort of like assassin style.
You can't even joke. You can't joke. It's the one show bringing joy to people. You won't let us have Yellow Jackets. Everyone's giving it up. No one can watch The Pit, but we have White Lotus, okay?
Jennifer Coolidge comes back and has a lesbian affair with Parker Posey. That's also next week's episode, I think. That wasn't in this week's episode.
Well, it sounds like an exciting one.
Yeah.
But no, I don't remember if we're gonna do a full season recap.
Yes, we're 100% doing a full
episode.
Yeah.
So I won't go into details, but I will say I know you, amongst other people, had said like this season was a little slow to start, or like a little bit less buzzy right at the jump.
It's a longer season than we've had. I think this is 8 episodes, and the first season was 6, and the second season was 7. So they're getting a little longer. And I just said, like, the cast is bigger. And I thought it took a couple of episodes at the beginning to sort of set up who everybody was before we really got to, like, the action part of it.
Right.
And I think that, like, with this episode that just came out, it's like, oh, there was a lot of stuff going on in it where... Yeah. The first couple episodes was a lot of just like talking and sort of setting the scene.
I appreciate the defense. I do think, though, in general, I found this one more enjoyable than season 2. Obviously, season 2 had Jennifer Coolidge, and all of her scenes were iconic and funny. But I never, like, it was good overall, but I do feel like more intrigued by this cast of characters and how nutty and frankly annoying all of them are. So it's been working out very well. I also just watched School of Rock again this weekend, and it's hilarious that Mike White wrote that and then was in that, and now this is what he does with his time. It's truly range, and I love to see it. And we should only platform men with talent like that. You know, I'm sick of these one show ponies. I need someone who can write comedy, write drama, write music, play a
go fun... on the Amazing Race, go on Survivor,
exactly,
almost win Survivor.
Exactly. The more, I think men need that sort of resume, okay? None of this half-assing it anymore. I know Mike White doesn't do it perfect. I know that there's easily
He also wrote Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre. There's some criticisms to be had, and I can totally understand why some people, especially people, Black people or people of color or different marginalized communities, would feel like, I don't really love this show. I don't know what it's for. It's the same vibe that some people got with any of these sort of Eat the Rich, but also Enjoy the Rich, and now all these partnerships with brands who are like, have the White Lotus experience. It is sort of like, okay, what's happening here? I just think it's a good time. It's been a very fun Sunday evening event, and I just have a delightful time with these unhinged people. And Parker Posey is just delivering in every way she needs to. And honestly, the three blondes, love them all. So it's been a fun season.
Yeah, this season, I think I really liked seasons 1 and 2. I mean, I really liked all 3 seasons. I feel like every season has sort of had a group in it that's a little bit of a dud that I'm kind of like, okay, like this is like, I don't care that much about this plot line. This season, I guess, maybe has a little bit less of that.
Yeah.
Because I think the family has some interesting, like the Parker Posey, her character, and then whatever's going on with the two brothers are both intriguing to watch. Then I'm obsessed with the three women.
Sam Rockwell shows up. Oh my God.
Yeah. The like Walton Goggins, Amy Lou Wood plotline, I feel like to me is the most sort of boring, half-baked. But then to split them up and kind of put them within these other plot lines that are more interesting, because the Sam Rockwell speech about wanting to be an Asian woman, like I was like, okay, I don't know where this came from, but I am fascinated with this, and having Walton Goggins have to like sit there and listen to it. So I really am enjoying this season. I miss Jennifer Coolidge. I also did love the Aubrey Plaza foursome last season. I thought that their plot lines were really interesting, but the sort of like Michael Imperioli plot with the son and the prostitutes and stuff, I didn't necessarily care for that as much. I also think it's interesting that the hotel manager this season is the evil Nazi man in Zone of Interest, which I did not realize until Twitter told me. So
fascinating. Yeah.
My Twitter, no one's watching the Yellow Jackets, but everybody knows Zone of Interest. So
that's crazy.
Which I think is probably, I think, you know, just if we were to go to Indiana, I'm sure a lot more people saw Zone of Interest than Yellow Jackets. So I think my Twitter is right. Oh, I'm certain of it.
Yeah. For sure. There is okay. a lot of Nazi interest in that neck of the woods, I guess. So.
Okay. Do you have anything else on White Lotus or?
No, please.
Okay. No. I'm going to talk about Black Bag, which also Ooh. Came out this weekend. The sort of Steven Soderbergh spy thriller. Which I thought was fun. I don't necessarily know if it's the best movie I've ever seen, but it's like 90 minutes and it's fast paced and a good time and everybody's interesting and it's just spies kind of trying to screw each other over. And there's this girl, Marisa Abella, who's in it, who I guess is also in the TV show Industry. And she is so good and so funny in Black Bag that I'm like, I now need to go watch Industry solely so that I can watch her do more things because I really was just smitten the entire time.
I've heard good things. I mean, I wanted to see it. It seems like, yeah, honestly, it was one of the few trailers last year that I like remember as being like, wow, that was a good trailer. So I yeah, need to it, see it.
It is. It's a good trailer and it's a quick little interesting movie and you know, everybody's hot and sort of austere in it.
Cute.
So good times, but we are not doing an episode on that on Thursday. On Thursday, we will be talking about Opus, the movie, instead. The Ayo Edebiri flick that just came out. In the meantime, you can continue to submit questions for our mailbag episode coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And any other housekeeping business?
No, there's a lot of good questions coming in.
Okay.
Mostly along the lines of how and why and what? So yeah, I just keep sending them.
Okay, great.
I love
them.
Well, we
love an unhinged question. So yeah. Please keep sending. We will answer those and we'll be back on Thursday. Bye.